Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you for convening this meeting. And I'd like to join others in also welcoming our new colleague, the Ambassador from Sweden. Australia welcomes the opportunity to have the discussion today on this important topic. And I'd like to thank the panelists for providing some very useful context for our discussion. Australia was pleased to co-sponsor UNGA Resolution 7536 on reducing space threats through norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviours. This resolution has started an important new conversation on the security threats that nations face in space and on how we can work towards a common understanding of the role that responsible behaviours can play in mitigating the risks of miscalculations relating to behaviours of states in space and on Earth. Australia was also pleased to be one of the states that made a submission to the report of the Secretary General under that resolution. We look forward to the release of the Secretary-General's report, and we welcome the strong level of participation in the process to date. But this is only the first step, and we urge all states to join this conversation as it develops. Mr. President, I will now make some comments regarding the content of Australia's submission to the Secretary-General. It is clear that threats, or the perception of threats, against space systems contribute to geopolitical instability and insecurity. It is thus vital to reduce these threats by articulating and maintaining responsible behaviours in relation to space systems. We believe that establishing a common understanding of what constitutes responsible and irresponsible behaviours will greatly assist in providing a framework to supplement existing international law and guidelines applicable to states in their access to and use of outer space. Such a framework could discourage irresponsible behaviours. Further, the development and implementation of norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviours would also facilitate the certainty and stability necessary to encourage investment in and growth of the commercial space sector. In Australia's submission, we offered a view on how to characterise actions or activities in space as responsible or irresponsible. Specifically, we offered the view that responsible covers actions or activities that are clearly communicated, avoid surprise, respect the safety and security of other actors and beneficiaries, contribute to stability or risk reduction, and avoid provocation of tensions. We offered the view that the term irresponsible covers any actions which do not meet the expectations of responsible behaviour, and or could deliberately or inadvertently create debris, require emergency manoeuvres to lower the risk of collision or otherwise threaten or interfere with the normal operation of space objects in peacetime. In furtherance of the goals of Resolution 7536, Australia also offered for consideration a number of concrete principles of responsible behaviours that we think would contribute positively to space security and to the safety and sustainability of the space environment. Firstly, we offered four key principles, namely, recognising that international law, including the UN Charter, applies to the exploration and use of outer space and that all states should behave consistently with those international obligations. That states should sign and comply with obligations under the Outer Space Treaties. That states should commit not to undertake activities that deliberately or foreseeably create long-lived debris fields. And that states should commit to undertake space activities with openness, transparency and predictability, respecting current and future opportunities for all humankind to benefit from the space domain. Secondly, we offered three risk reduction principles, namely that states agree rules on rendezvous and proximity operations to ensure that all relevant parties understand the parameters and objectives of those operations. That states establish notification, communication and information exchange protocols for when satellites are operating in proximity to each other. And that states establish shared understandings and practical implementation expectations concerning concepts articulated in the Outer Space Treaty, including due regard, harmful contamination, and harmful interference. Thirdly, we offered two transparency and confidence-building principles, namely that states implement the conclusions of the 2013 GGE on transparency and confidence-building measures, and that states agree explicit TCBMs, including in priority risk minimization areas, relating to information exchange, risk reduction notifications, and coordination and consultation mechanisms. Finally, we offered a principle for further progress, namely that states should develop on an evolving basis a framework of norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviours to reinforce those behaviours and to discourage and enable responses to irresponsible behaviours. Mr. President, Resolution 7536 noted the need for all states to work together to reduce threats to FACE systems through the further development and implementation of norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviours, with the aim of maintaining a peaceful, safe, stable, secure and sustainable outer space environment. The intent of the resolution is to seek to moderate actions to enhance security and stability, not legitimise the weaponisation of space. This is an important point as we need to manage the twin dilemmas of uncertain intent and the dual use nature of many space objects, which cannot be achieved through prohibition measures alone. Finally, the resolution noted that further work on responsible behaviours might, as appropriate and without prejudice, contribute to further consideration of legally binding instruments in this area. Australia is open to considering legally binding instruments, provided they address the full complexity of space threats. I thank you, Mr. President.